we came to Addis Ababa to continue the process of revitalization. So we have these few days. It was hectic, but because of the pain we are experiencing, we were able to offer ourselves and to engage with the different parties, pray with them, encourage them. And I'm glad to tell all South Sudanese that the parties have recommitted themselves to honor the cessation of hostilities. And from tomorrow onwards, we'll mobilize their forces and inform them to at least respect and be in their places. That is one thing we thank God for. And my thanks goes to all South Sudanese who have been praying and looking forward to what will come out of Addis Ababa. And we continue to pray for the different parties that what they have said, they should respect it to enable our people to be free and not always to run or be displaced. So let that be our continuous prayers. The next thing which we did not make much progress in it is the governance system, and then the structure of governance and the percentage that each party will receive. We did not make much progress on that, though the parties have all agreed to form a unified government and to have a presidential system, but the rest of who gets what is what they are yet to struggle with. But as a church, our first concern was the safety of our people, which we thank God they have committed themselves to ceasefire, which we are grateful to. And then as from now onwards, IGAD will then take over and help assist them on how to distribute the percentage and the structure of the government. That will now be the responsibility of IGAD. We have submitted our outcome to IGAD and also tell IGAD that on governance and other areas of security, we have not made much progress, but we have given them what we have made progress in. Then the areas that are difficult, it is now IGAD to see the way forward.